where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
An affordable housing plan is up for City Council approval today. It would be both municipally incentive-driven and incentive-based. Mayor Mike Bradley thinks it's a positive direction.
Dealing with people in the development community, everything helps, especially when you're dealing with interest rates that are higher than normal, which has stalled a number of projects here, there, and everywhere. So having some relief is of assistance to them, and it's one way more we can do something as a city to get affordable housing and get it now.
Specifically, the plan would offer a tax incentive equivalent grant program and a parking reduction program. Four general financial incentive grant programs would also be offered, including new accessory unit grants, grants to offset planning and building permit fees, renovation and accessibility grants for purpose-built rental housing, and grants for studies in support of the feasibility of new affordable housing. Council will also consider a five-year proposal from the YMCA of Southwestern Ontario to run recreation programming at Camp Saradaka when it meets this afternoon. Today's meeting begins at 1 o'clock. A wood stove is believed to be the cause of a fire Sunday in Sarnia. Firefighters, Lambton EMS, and City Police responded to a garage fire on Ross Avenue near Ontario Street. No injuries were reported. Further details, including a damage estimate, were not immediately available. Royal Skits Academy opened its doors over the weekend for potential students to take a peek of the Wellington Street facility. The Saturday open house allowed parents and guardians to ask questions about the former high school, now private school. Director Matthew Rubio says there has been some interest.
So we've gotten a lot of registrations and interest and inquiries about the program, how it's going to look like, what the classes look like after, you know, several years.
Phase one of the school is completed, and it's hoped that phase two will wrap up by September. There are over 1 million motorists driving around with expired license plates in Ontario. According to the Toronto Star, motorists are simply forgetting to renew their plates now that they're free. Even though the Ford Tories scrapped the annual renewal fee of up to $120, vehicle owners still must keep their plates up to date or face fines of up to $1,000. And the inaugural Polar Plunge Sarnia raised nearly $39,000 for Special Olympics Ontario. Members of local businesses, community first responders, including Sarnia Police and Lambton OPP, along with area residents, took a chilly dip on Saturday at Lambton College, raising a total of $38,921. A portion of the funds raised will stay in the community benefiting local programs. Mainly sunny today with a high of +3. Increasing cloudiness tonight, winds becoming northwesterly, a low of -2. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy, slight chance of flurries, winds out of the northwest up to 50 kilometers an hour, a high of 4. Mix of sun and cloud on Wednesday, slight chance of flurries, a high of 1.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.